Shall we pray?
我们同心祷告。
Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your spirit to be with us. At this moment, Lord, we ask that, Lord, let us know you, Lord. Let the word be a seed planted in our hearts that bear fruits in good times. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we have started the Gospel of Matthew on Christmas, last year's Christmas Sunday service and Christmas Eve candlelight service.
我们在去年的这个圣诞烛光崇拜，还有在我们的圣诞日崇拜，我们开始了马太福音的讲道系列。
And so we shall also close the Gospel of Matthew on tonight's Maundy Thursday service as well as the Sunday Easter service.
我们也以今晚的这个着烛日晚间崇拜和星期六的复活节崇拜来结束我们这个讲道系列。
Some of you may remember what I shared on Christmas Eve about King Herod.
我们可能还记得我在这个圣诞节前夕分享有关于希律王的事件。
How he killed his family, his in-laws, his wife, his own sons, all those that is marked with an X, is all those that he has killed within his own family.
他家里的人包括妻子、孩子、亲戚，他全都给杀了。
He killed them out of fear, just as how he has killed all the innocent children in Bethlehem.
他因为惧怕而杀害他们，就像他去杀害在伯利恒的孩子一般。
That night, I remember some expressed shock to me at Herod's brutality, even towards his own family, just in order to secure his kingdom and his kingship.
当天晚上，有人在听了我的讲道之后，因为希律的残酷而觉得很惊讶，是为什么他会做这样的事情，以巩固自己的势力。
Now we must never be desensitized by violence and cruelty.
我们还是得继续对所谓的这个残酷和暴力有一定的敏感度。
But however, we should not be shocked as if Herod himself is an outlier. No.
可是我们千万不要认为说希律是独有的，是另类的。
Herod, yes, he was a paranoid and merciless ruler.
希律他的确是很无情，而且他是一个很惊恐、很惊慌的一位领导者。
But he was merely the epitome of nobility during Jesus' historical period.
可是他只不过是在耶稣时代那王公贵族的一个缩影。
From the ancient days to the medieval times, political treachery and infighting within the royal family, these were pervasive throughout the cultures of different lands.
从中古世纪开始，直到还有甚至在那个圣经的那段时期，那这个在王室里头的这种彼此的这种杀害啊，想要篡位等等，这个是常见的事。
Nobody gets to sit on the throne with clean hands and a pure heart.
没有人真的是可以所谓守节清心的坐在那王位上的，没有。
There was I remember an old Chinese lament by a young king that was being deposed.
那有其中一位这年轻的国王，因为他被废除他的王位之后，他曾经如此的哀叹。
He lament and say, "May I never be reincarnated into a royal family."
他说：“愿我生生世世莫再生于帝王家。”
Herod's ruthless consolidation of his throne was not an exception, but merely the norm.
那这个希律王他如何要巩固自己的位置，一种无情的方式去做，这不是一个特有的事情，而只是在当时一般常见的事。
In the same way, we must not let the cruelty of the crucifixion shock us into focusing on the pain and torture of the punishment.
同样的，我们不要让这个十字架上的这个残暴来使我们自己感到惊慌，然后我们一直只是去注视在那个十字架上的痛苦。
The pain and the torture, yes, it is horrifying to us.
那十字架上的这个痛楚的确是很让人感到不安，感到这惊恐的。
And I have no doubt that the crucifixion was intended to be humiliating and sadistic.
那同时把人钉在十字架上是变态的，也是要让人得羞辱的。
But I want to tell you that Jesus was merely one out of thousands who suffered this way of death.
可我也得跟大家说，耶稣只不过是千人甚至万人之一被钉在那十字架上的一个。
It may be this crucifixion may be a culture shock to us.
对我们来说，这个钉十字架可能会导致一种文化冲击。
But it was also the honest state of humanity at that time.
可是也同时它就是表露了当时人的人性是怎么样的一个光景。
The Romans were not the only one to practice crucifixion.
那当时的罗马的这个帝国并不是唯一个会将人钉在十字架上的一个国家。
The history of crucifixion will go as far back as the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Persians during the entire first millennium BC.
那在这个钉十字架呢，在第一个纪元的时候，甚至也发生在这个亚述国或者腓力喜或者是波斯的这王国里头。
There was a Jewish king, one of the Maccabees, you know, the one I highlighted with a blue arrow called Jannaeus. He had 800 Jews who are mainly Pharisees crucified.In Jerusalem.
那其中一位麦加比的这个马加比的这个王，他叫做Jannaeus， 他就把800个人给钉在十字架上。
All of them Pharisees, primarily.
全部都是法利赛人。
And this happened almost 100 years before Jesus himself was crucified.
这件事情只是在耶稣前的100年的时候发生的。
So whatever Jesus suffered, let us know that the Pharisees collectively.Suffered 1,000 times and more.
所以不管耶稣他承受多大的痛苦，当我们把所有的法利赛人的痛苦能加起来的时候，是超过耶稣千倍的。
Now tonight, why am I starting with this emphasis?
那今天晚上为什么我以这个为开始的重点呢？
Why do I state that the brutal kings were the norm? The suffering and death of crucifixion was also the norm.
那为什么我要跟大家讲说这些王国这些帝王的这残酷，还有人被钉十字架，都只是稀庸平常的事。
I believe that only when we are confronted with this very harsh reality of truth, then we can truly appreciate the uniqueness of Jesus.
因为我相信，只有当我们能够看出看出这事情背后的这种现象，我们才能够更好的去体恤耶稣的那个独一性和特别，他特别之处。
Herod is representative of the ruthlessness of kingship.
希律他代表了残酷的君王。
But Jesus showed what it means to be a very different kind of king.
但耶稣让我们看到一个很不同的一位君王。
What made Jesus unique wasn't his suffering alone.
使耶稣特别的地方不单是他的受苦。
But rather that he willingly suffered and died as the Messiah and as the king.
而是他甘愿身为弥赛亚，身为王。他受苦
because the Jews knew about the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, the passage that we have read.
因为犹太人他们都知道这个在以赛亚书所记录的那个受苦的仆人。
They were also expecting a Messiah and King, as described by the prophets and Psalms, like for example Psalm 2.
他们也在等待着那个将要来的那位弥赛亚，那位君王，就犹如诗篇二篇所说的。
But what they do not imagine is that two such contrasting identities can come in one person.
可是他们做梦也没有想到，弥赛亚跟君王竟然这两个完全对立的一种的身份，竟然会在同一个人的身上显现了。
What Jesus revealed and embodied is the suffering servant king.
耶稣所彰显的是一位受苦的仆人君王。
And when Jesus revealed this to the world,
而当耶稣向世界显现这一点的时候
，and completed his divine mission,
并且完成上帝所给予他的这个使命的时候
，that is the moment that God, in His good will, changed the course of human history.
上帝就在那一刻改写了人类的历史。
And a new world began.
然后开始了一个新的世界。
As Paul expressed so beautifully in Ephesians.
就如在以弗所书这个很美的让我们看到这样的一个画面。
That God made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Christ.
他说上帝他叫我们看到他的旨意，他的奥秘在耶稣里头成全了。
To be put into effect when the times has reached their fulfillment.
他要在时间到的时候让他完成实现。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢
？To bring unity to all things in heaven, on earth, and under Christ.
他让一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
I want to bring your attention to the word unity.
我要大家来注视这一个合一这个词。
That when you look at this word, I want you to remember all the brokenness of the world today.
当我们来看合一的时候，我们同时也想象到这个世界的破碎。
In labeling countries as, for example, first world countries, second world countries, third world countries, it is as if we are not living in the same world.
当我们把世界给分类为第一、第二、第三世界国家的时候，我们似乎在说我们不是住在同一个地球上的。
But we are living in the same world.
但我们其实都住在同一个世界、同一个地球上。
We are one humanity.
我们就唯一一个的人的这个人群种。
And when desperate people who are driven by poverty and persecution flood into Europe and to America,
而当那些被逼迫、那些需要的人，他们试图闯进美国等地方的时候
，descendants of the original immigrants will struggle with this new incoming immigrants.
那些属于原住民的后代，他们就会开始有挣扎了。
It is as if we have different concerns for food and shelter for our families.
这好像在当中的两组人对最日常的所需对家庭的关怀点其实很不一样。
But we have the same concerns.
可其实两组人，我们跟他们甚至也都有同样的关怀点。
We have the same needs.
我们都有同样的需要。
And within this each nation, we fight over taxes and rights to healthcare, to religion, as though we do not have a responsibility to our fellow neighbors.
而在每一个国家，我们各自为了我们的税收、我们的这个医疗各方面的东西，我们在那边挣扎，似乎我们对我们的邻舍的国家没有任何责任。
But we do have a responsibility.
但其实我们对他们是有责任的。
We are our brothers and our sisters' keepers.
我们是那个我们的弟兄们的、我们的姐妹们的守护者。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, just let us see just how broken we are.
天父上帝，让我们看到我们的破碎。
And show us the unity that comes from Jesus Christ.
帮助我们看到从主耶稣那里来所给予我们的合一。
Let this no longer be a mystery to us.
让这不再是一个所谓的奥秘。
Let the blind see and the deaf hear.
让瞎眼的得以看见，让聋子得以听见。
So that the mute may speak and the lame may walk the talk again.
以致哑巴的他们能够再次说话，而瘸腿的能再次行走。
I'm here tonight to witness to you the good news from God.
我今晚在这里向大家见证从上帝来的好消息。
To let you know that we can have unity in Jesus Christ.
让我们都知道我们能够在主耶稣里头有合一。
For at the night where Jesus died on the cross.
因为在耶稣他受死的那一夜。
He died willingly as the servant, suffering servant king.
他情愿的以那个受苦的君王那受苦的仆人君王死了。
And when he died, the curtains of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom.
而当他死的时候，那个圣殿里头幔子就从上而下裂为两半。
There are two curtains in the temple.
在圣殿里头有两副的这个幔子。
One that separated the Gentiles from the Jews.
一副幔子是要隔开外邦人和犹太人。
One that separated the Holy of Holies so that only the high priest can enter during their appointed times.
另外一副呢，则是要把这个至圣所给分别开来，让那个最尊贵的祭司在那个适当的时间能够进入。
Bible scholars cannot agree on which of this curtain is the one that was torn into two.
圣经学者不能肯定说这两副幔子到底是哪一副裂开来了。
Very good.
那没关系。
Let both curtains be destroyed so that the unity in Jesus Christ may be completed.
我们就说两副幔子都裂开了，以致在耶稣里头的合一已经是成全了。
For at the cross, Jesus suffered and died for all humanity, both Gentiles and Jews.
因为在十字架上，耶稣是为了外邦人和犹太人所有的人来死。
And at the cross, Jesus has destroyed and replaced the priestly system.
而在十字架上，他也已经撤毁了那个祭司的系统。
He will be the one that will bring all the brokenness of this world directly to God.
他也是收纳了所有这个世界的破碎，将之交托上帝。
On that very night, in the name of Jesus, we can be united as one.
就从那一天晚上开始，我们奉耶稣的名，我们能够合而为一。
I'm here to witness to you the good news from God.
我在这里向大家见证来自上帝的好消息。
That there is something different about the day where Jesus suffered and died on the cross.
就是在耶稣他受死的那一天开始的那一天，我们有一些不同的东西发生了。
Maybe it was the darkness that came over the entire land.
可能是那笼罩大地的黑暗。
Maybe it was the earthquake.
或者是那地震。
But if you were there,
那但如果我们是身临其境的话。
Even if you had no Jewish background like the Roman centurions or all the soldiers who were supposed to be there guarding Jesus.
即便我们像当时的百夫长完全没有所谓的犹太的人的背景。
You would exclaim like him and say that, hey, surely he is the Son of God.
你也一样会惊叹说这就是上帝的儿子。
This is a declaration that says that something is going on. This person comes from God.
这个宣告告诉我们说，有些特别的事情在发生，就是这个人是来自上帝的。
It is a declaration that says that God is doing something.
并且宣告说，上帝正在做一些事。
Because if you were there, you would feel it in your bones.
因为如果我们身处在当地的话，我们在骨子里也能感受到。
If you were there, you would know that something divine.Is happening.
如果我们处在当地的话，我们知道一些神圣的东西正在发生。
Even if you do not have any Jewish background, you would know this.
即便我们没有任何犹太的背景，我们也能够感受到。
But if you do have a Jewish background,
但如果我们确实是有一些犹太的背景
，you would not just feel it, you would know what is happening.
我们不仅会感受到，我们更会明白正在发生的是些什么事。
Because these phenomena were not coincidences.
因为这些现象都不是恰巧，都不是巧合的。
They were written signs to indicate the fulfillment of an ancient promise to Ezekiel.
因为这些真的是已经变成现实的事实的东西，已经记载在以西结书了。
In Ezekiel chapter 37, it says, "Therefore, God says, prophesy and say to them."
在以西结书第37节，他说：“所以你要发预言对他们说。”
This is what the sovereign Lord says, "My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them."
他说：“主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我要开你们的坟墓。”使你们从坟墓里出来。
I'm going to open your graves and bring you back to the land of Israel.
带领你们进入以色列地。
Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open the graves and bring you up from them.
我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓使你们出来的时候，你们就会知道我是耶和华。
I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。并且要住在，就要把你们放置在你们自己的地方。
Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it.
这样你就会知道，我耶和华上帝已经发生了，而且我所说的事已经成就了。
So when God did it, the Jewish people will know that yes, God has done it.
所以，当他们看到这件事情的时候，他们就知道是神在做这件事。
When Jesus died on the cross.God ushered in a new reality.
当耶稣死在十字架的时候，十字架上的时候，上帝他开始了一个新的纪元。
Resurrection is not a new concept to the Jews.
对于犹太人来说，复活不是一个全新的概念。
Resurrection has already been written, but they come in the form of prophecies in the scriptures.
他们懂得有复活这件事情，可是他们只在圣经上看到，他们只在圣经的记载上看到。
They come in the prophecies, for example, found in Psalms chapter 16 that says that you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor would you let your faithful ones see decay.
他们只通过预言认识了有复活这件事情，比如说在诗篇第十六篇那里说，因为你不将我的灵放置在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
So the Jews themselves believe in the resurrection, especially the Pharisees.
所以呢，犹太人他们都相信有复活的，尤其是法利赛人。
Resurrection of the dead wasn't invented by the Christians because of what happened to Jesus.
那复活这件事情也不是由基督徒去想出来的一个新概念。
Because you can, for example, read what is written in Ezekiel in the prophecy.
因为比方说，我们可以阅读以西结书，我们就已经看到了。
But on the night that Jesus died on the cross, something new has happened.
但在耶稣在十字架上受死的那一夜，有新的事情发生了。
Because in Jesus, the prophecy is finally fulfilled.
因为在耶稣里，我们看到预言得到实现。
Matthew tells us that on that day, on that night, the tombs were broken.
马太更告诉我们说，在那一个晚上，那些坟墓裂开了。
And 3 days later, on Easter Sunday, Jesus resurrected.
三天后，耶稣便复活。
First in Jesus Christ.
首先是耶稣。
Then, as Matthew said, the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life.
然后呢，就马太就告诉我们说，在耶稣他复活以后，从坟墓里有很多人都出来，而且他们进了圣城。
They came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared to many people.
他们在耶稣复活之后，他们都从坟墓出来，进入了圣城，向许多人来显现。
And then Paul declared what he saw on the road to Damascus.
那保罗他也宣告说他在这个大马色的路上所看见的。
He said that Jesus appeared to him also.
他说耶稣向他显现。
But he said, continue to say that Christ.Has been raised from the dead, but he is only the first fruits of many who have fallen asleep.
但保罗也说耶稣复活，但耶稣只不过是所有复活的第一个例子，他是那初熟的果子。
The resurrection of Jesus is only the first fruit, indicating that from that moment onwards, the world has transformed.
而耶稣这个初熟的果子，要指向从那一刻起，整个世界已经经历了改变。
That more and more fruits will be coming.
就是我们会看到更多更多的果子。
Tonight I'm here to witness to you the good news of God.
我今晚在这里向大家见证上帝的好消息。
To tell you that death has no more power on you.
向大家来宣告说死亡已经没有辖制我们的能力了。
And when you know the good news, the truth will set you free.
而且当我们知道了这个好消息的时候，真理将会将我们给释放。
In our Bible passage today, it talks about a deception.
在今天的这个经文里头，我们看到了一则所谓的谎言。
That maybe Jesus' body might have been stolen.
那就是有人会说耶稣的这个尸体可能是被盗走。
Maybe the resurrection might have been faked.
或者说这个复活只是假造的一个消息。
I will address all of this 3 days later on Easter Sunday.
当小黑牧师复活的时候，他也会来分享这一点。
There is no deception about Jesus' body.
可这里没有关于耶稣身体的谎言。
And this will be proven 3 days later.
三天后给大家讲。
Tonight, what I want to focus on is that there is, but a real deception.
但今天晚上我要跟大家讲说，其实在我们世界里头有个真的谎言。
And the real deception is death itself.
而这个谎言就是死亡它本身。
Death is the source of brokenness in this world.
死亡就是一切的破碎的来源。
Do not be deceived by death.
不要让死亡给蒙骗了。
Because when we think that because of death, life becomes so limited.
因为当我们一直专注在死亡这件事情的时候，我们就觉得生命是太有限了。
And we grasp life so tightly.
然后我们就把生命给把握得好紧。
Fearing that if any of it might just accidentally slip away.
唯恐真的是一点一滴这样不小心就给不见掉了。
Oh, please do not steal any of my life.
不要轻易拿走或者是 you know, 给洒掉我的生命的任何的一点一滴。
My life belongs to me.
我的生命完全属于我。
I cannot share this life because there's already so little of it.
我不能跟你分享我的生命的半点，因为这全部都属于我，只有这么一点。
I'm sure many of us have felt this way before.
我想我们曾经都有类似这样的一种感受。
Because we must protect our precious life whenever we feel threatened.
因为我们的生命太宝贵，我们需要很珍惜它。
Don't you dare touch my life, my precious life.
你千万不要来动我这宝贵的生命。
People who think like this are so easily deceived.
当我们这样想的时候，我们其实已经被蒙骗了。
Politicians especially use death as an instrument to dominate.And to manipulate their voters.
那政治家尤其就是用死亡这件事情来管辖，甚至来操纵他的人民。
Just give these fearful people an enemy, a scapegoat for all their worries and anxieties.
就给这些人一些东西去害怕，给他们一个所谓的代罪羔羊，让他们去怕。
Maybe it's immigrants.
可能他把矛头指向那些移民。
Maybe the rich, maybe the poor.
或者指向有钱人，不然就指向穷人。
Maybe the people in charge, oh, they are the ones. Oh, or maybe the people in opposition.
不然就把矛头指向那些在带领的，不然或者是那些反对党。
Give them an enemy, and they will flock to you for security.
为人民塑造一个假想敌，那么人民就会乖乖的走到统治者那边去顺服。
And so the deception of death must continue.
所以这个所谓的死亡的谎言一定要继续的。
The truth about resurrection must never be known.
而且人家不应该知道这个复活的真实性。
Take a guard, Pilate say, make the tomb as secure as you know how.
那比拉多就跟他们说，你们有看守的兵带去，就把那个坟墓守得越紧越好。
I am here to witness to you the good news of God.
我在这里向大家见证上帝的好消息。
That the tombs were broken that day.
就是在那一天，那个坟墓被打破了。
For the life that was willingly sacrificed, eternal life was given in turn.
因为耶稣他甘心舍了生命，我们反得了永生。
Jesus, the suffering King who gave his life for all of humanity, ushered in a new world.
耶稣那个受苦的君王，把我们带进了一个新的世界，新的纪元。
Because God through Jesus Christ.Transform what was previously a prophecy into a new reality.
因为上帝通过耶稣把先前只不过是一个预言给转为一个事实。
And now death can deceive us no longer.
而这个时候死亡再也不能蒙骗我们了。
We can die.
我们会死。
But we can rise again.
可我们会复活。
In fact, let's just make that our very identity.
就让这个成为我们的一种自我的身份好了。
We are the resurrected ones.
我们是那些复活的群体。
We are unlimited by death.
我们没有受死亡所限制。
We are fearless of death.
我们也不惧怕死亡。
In fact, only by sharing and giving our life,
甚至只有当我们愿意去分享、去舍我们自己的生命。
When we are unfettered by the deception of a limited supply of life,
当我们不被一种所谓我们只有有限的资源的这样的思维给捆绑的时候，
we can discover what abundant life is.
我们才能够真正去发掘那所谓丰盛的生命。
We are back from the graves with a vengeance.
我们是从坟墓回来的人，而且是回来有一个。报复的所谓
to show the world the true meaning of living,
来让世人看到什么叫做真正的活一个人生。
Brothers and sisters, what do you want to do if you are back from the graves?
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真的是从坟墓回来的话，我们想做些什么？
For me, it means two things.
对我来说，两项。
One,
首先
I would cherish every moment.
我会去珍惜每一刻。
And two, I will live fearlessly.
第二，我会真的是完全没有惧怕的去过我的人生。
Cherish every moment means that I will make it a point to be alive and to be present in every moment.
去所谓的珍惜每一刻，就是我会完全的投入每一刻，而且是真的是把自己就放在当中。
Even as in fact, I would do this, especially during the time in the seemingly.Mundane things that we do.
那特别是日常芝麻绿豆小事当中，我更加要全心的去投入。
The time that you spend with your friends and families becomes so precious.
那如果当我们这样看的时候，我们就会发现，跟我们家人、跟朋友一起共度的时间就变得极为宝贵。
There are times where you can get to express your love language to them.
因为通过这些时段，我们能够向他们来表达我们的关爱。
Work should be meaningful as well.
同时工作也应该是富有意义的才是。
You do work because of the joy of labor and not just as a means to an end.
我们工作不只是为了工作所得到的，反倒从工作当中我们应该也获得其中有喜乐。
This is what it means for me to cherish every moment.
这对我来说就是去珍惜每一刻。
Living fearlessly means that you know that your lifeIs by the grace of God.
那坦然无惧的过人生，就是说我们很清楚的知道我们存活是凭着上帝的恩典。
And so freely you have received, freely give.
因此我们就白白的得来，我们也白白的奉献上。
So the way you use life is just do what is meaningful and not just what is safe or convenient.
所以我们不应该去做一些只是安全方便的事情，而是去做有意义的事。
And when others see the way you live.
而当他人看到我们怎么过这样的一个人生的时候，
What they are witnessing is a person just like Jesus Christ.
他们看到的其实就变成这个耶稣的缩影。
Jesus, the one who is the suffering servant king.
那位真的是受苦的仆人君王。
He will be just the first of many.
他将会是在多个那个活出这样的样式的第一位。
He will not be the one and only.
他将不会是唯一一位能够这样去过他的人生。
Because the followers of Jesus will learn to live the same selfish, sacrificial life.
因为耶稣的跟随者也将会去学习活这种愿意舍己的人生。
And this is what Paul tells his church.
而保罗告诉他的教会的正是这一点。
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, you do it in practice as well.
他说你在我身上所学习的所领受的那你这些事你都要去做。
And the God of peace will be with you.
那位赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
And so for us, followers of Jesus, we should be suffering servant kings wherever we are.
所以那我们这些耶稣的跟随者我们也同样应该是那位受苦的仆人君王。
As we remember the brokenness of this world tonight,
当我们今晚在这里继续来纪念这个世界的破碎，
Let us bring to them the God of peace into this brokenness.
让我们把这个上帝的平安带入这样的一个世界，
So that we may unite all as one in Jesus Christ.
好，让我们能够在耶稣里使众人合而为一。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your unveiling this mystery to us, that we may know the resurrection and life that comes from you. Help us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.